Hey, wake up!
What day is this?
It's Friday.
Today is Friday.
When is it going to be Monday already?
Jury duty's the best. What? Aren't we saying things no one's ever said before?
It is Friday, right?
Are you ready?
Ready for the weekend.
I'm so ready.
Let's get this over with.
Let's get this over with.
Get what over?
Work.
I'm going to do weekends to the max.
Let's hit it.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Well, good morning. Allegedly, the sun is shining. We can't see because we can't see out our windows. They're so
steamy.
Steamy. They're
like
steamed up this morning. This
is steam room amazing. With you guys,
looks like
weird.
The sun came up.
Okay. Yeah, apparently, it did. Yeah. It's going to be hot this weekend. Is everybody ready? Are you prepared for the weekend?
Yeah. I'm excited. I don't have any air conditioning in my house.
You didn't get them in?
No. No, we're a little late to the party.
Hank, you got your air in?
I do. I put the last one in yesterday.
Brian?
Same. Put the last one in yesterday.
I don't know. That's bad.
Okay.
Don't blame me. I don't do any heavy lifting around my house.
LB will be giving you a call. Okay. Hey, what are you guys doing?
Can I
you know, the nice thing about the heat is, like, in the winter, it's cold, and then it snows, and then you have to shovel the park.
That's true.
At least in the heat, you don't have to do anything to park.
You're right. You don't have to shovel the park.
That's a positive way to look at it.
Okay, well, stuff we got coming up today, we got that. Good point. We got win a grand in 60 seconds. We're going to play that game coming up about 10 minutes here. The Brian Bellbuster. Hey, what are we covering in the Bellbuster today?
I got a guy who's got an Airbnb down the Cape.
Yeah.
I call him and tell him that I rented it out after renting it from him.
Really?
I rented it to somebody else, yeah.
Okay.
He didn't take it well.
Live summer of free tickets rolls on for you today. Jeff Dye, very funny guy. He's going to be at Laugh Boston, 8:20 this morning. He's on a show that's really weird. Yeah. It's called Better Late Than Never.
Yeah, what's it like to vacation with Henry Winkler, William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman?
That's exactly what it is all about.
I know.
Okay.
Wow. It's really funny.
All of this is coming up this morning. We're going to try to give you some tips about the 4th of July. 4th of July cookout etiquette, things like that.
Yes, dilemmas that people face. Weird party planners.
And something I ran across that maybe we should share with you. It's about the new Guinness World Record for drinking gravy.
Oh,
boy.
You had me drinking with the gravy.
Is that what you were up to yesterday?
Yep, and I got a video on it. And I think it's worth checking out, okay? All of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is where the excitement begins. This morning, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out if someone can win $1,000. Yes, a grand. $1,000 from Century Bank in 60 quick seconds. Our player this morning, Carrie Ruchin, is a young professional, an assistant at a Boston investment firm, on the line with us this morning. And we begin by saying good morning and welcome to the show. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm well. How are you?
Very good. Very good.
Got any insider trading you can just share with everybody?
not on a recorded line.
Okay. We got you. Okay.
Martha Stewart taught you something.
There you go.
Besides cooking.
So, here's what we're going to do. The next 60 seconds will be very, very interesting for you because LBF is going to ask you 10 questions during that 60-second time frame. If you don't know the answer to one, feel free to say pass. Move ahead right away. We get to the end. You have time left over. You can come back, pick up anything you missed. And if you get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds, it's really, really simple. We give you $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. Are you prepared to go?
I am.
Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, go.
How many hours are in 3 days?
Pass.
Heineken and Guinness are both types of what?
Fear.
Acrophobia is the fear of what?
Pass.
What is Michael Jackson's daughter's name?
Paris.
What office supply store uses the slogan, "That was easy"?
Staples.
Spell vacuum.
V-A-C-U-U-M.
What type of animal is a neon tetra?
Pass.
Name the U.S. Supreme Court Justice retiring this summer.
Anthony Kennedy.
How many letters are in the word Christmas?
Pass.
What is Woody Harrelson's middle name?
Pass.
How many hours in 3 days?
72.
Acrophobia is the fear of what?
Height.
What type of animal is a neon tetra?
Fish.
Oh, boy. You got game.
Okay,
like
very close. Very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
Eight.
Yep. Wow.
Okay, eight out of ten. Really good. Okay, so you actually, let's see the pass. You The ones that you passed on and didn't get to.
Those last two.
Last two.
Yeah.
Christmas has 9 letters, and Woody Harrelson's middle name is Tracy.
Wow.
But we do have a consolation
that was
prize
really
for you.
Good.
Really
okay,
good. You
excellent
were, like,
showing here.
Steady and
came back and got those passes.
Yeah, that was really good.
I thought it was cool the way you moved on there. You know, you just pass, and then you let your brain pick it up at the end. Here's what we got for you. A family 4-pack of passes to the NHRA New England Nationals, July 6th through the 8th, New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. Enjoy that. Anybody else for more information, purchase tickets, simply go on to NHRA.com. Anybody else wants to play the game, log on to WRR.com, fill an application. We could be giving you a call. You could be on your way.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Friday morning, everybody. It is time for your 620 Men from Maine, so let's do it right now. Here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus and Effie are celebrating their 20th anniversary over a couple of tall, cool Frosties when we hear this conversation.
Well, say, Effie.
Yeah?
I was just wondering, in all these years, did you ever fool around on me?
Well, to be honest, Ephus, 3 times.
3 times?
Well, now, don't get all riled up. First time, you remember we was way behind on our mortgage payments?
Yeah.
Well, I made a deal with the banker, Bob Sharmuth, and everything worked out all right.
Well, I guess that's okay, but what about the second time?
Well, do you remember you needed that major surgery on your liver?
Yeah.
Well, I made a deal with Doc Sider, and we was able to afford that surgery after all.
Well, I guess that's not so bad either, but what about the third time?
Well, the third time was, you remember when you was running to be president of the Moose Lodge?
Yeah.
And you were 14 votes behind?
Again, sir, another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Man from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show, brought to you by Horizon Interiors.
Did you figure out the birthday yet? 11th birthday, something really important. Probably change your life. You're probably going to use it several times today. What is it?
Oh, I think I know.
Okay, give it some thought. We'll tell you before 6:30.
You don't forget the important ones.
Yep, these are the important ones. Okay, and coming up next, there's kind of interesting stuff for you this morning here.
Yes, Ed Sheeran steal a song. We're going to play a mashup, and I think you're going to think that he did.
Okay. Okay. In the meantime,
the Lorne and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Show. Okay. So this Ed Sheeran thing, is this the...
Yeah, so Ed Sheeran, I got to hear about this. He's being sued for allegedly copying Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On for his track Thinking Out Loud. Now, a second lawsuit's been filed by a company who claims to own a portion of the rights, and they want $100 million.
Wow.
So I went straight to the tapes, because I need to know if Ed Sheeran ripped off Marvin Gaye. And I think, you're all going to agree with me, that he kind of did. Here you go. It's a mashup.
And I just want to tell you I am. So honey, now.
Good song together.
Kiss me under the light of a thousand stars. I feel, baby.
What do you think?
They should just sell the mashup and give my people the money.
Wow.
What I'm talking about. Come on, baby.
I mean it's obvious.
Right?
So
it's
totally
also
obvious.
A really good song together. It makes me appreciate Marvin Gaye more because I do not listen to enough Marvin Gaye in my life. But
Marvin Gaye was absolutely fantastic.
Well, if you're going to rip somebody off, rip off somebody good.
Because how many people have been accused of ripping off Marvin Gaye?
So many. They're constantly.
Was it Pharrell was one of them?
Yeah, yep. Right. So I think he's going to be paying some money. And I think he's going to be probably giving him a co-writing thing. You know, that's what they do.
Yep,
Why don't they just slap Marvin Gaye's name on it, pay a little residuals, and call it a day, and then you don't have to be called a plagiarist. I don't get it. If I ran the world, things would be so simple.
It's called a collaboration.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, so anyway, I think it's pretty obvious. Boom, I'm done. I'm out of here. Okay, Hank is here. By the way, we got a couple of things coming up for you this morning that I think you're going to really enjoy. It's all about cookouts.
Yeah.
Because everybody's doing it. It's pretty much everybody going to be doing a cookout for the 4th of July. And some people, they just assume that when they do a cookout, you bring the food. We're going to discuss this. What's the right way to do it, the wrong way to do it, right after 7 o'clock this morning?
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Good morning. This is Lauren and Wally. Okay, did you ever wake up in the morning?
Every morning.
Wake up in the morning, you think, man, I wonder what the fastest way to drink gravy is.
Oh.
Never thought
that. I bet you thought that.
I have thought that. Because yeah. I love gravy. I love you know, like, beef gravy. I love pork gravy. Chicken gravy. I like bacon-flavored ham gravy. You know, give me gravy. So, I just happened to run across this. The guy has set a new world record for drinking gravy. The fastest drinking gravy in the world of a liter of gravy, which is like a quart-sized thing. What do you think the fastest? Would you chug gravy? You know?
That's, you know, is it like, ooh, what kind of gravy is it? Is it like thickish or is it like thin,
okay,
skinny?
It is Campbell's chicken gravy.
Okay, that's thick.
Oh, yeah.
It's thick. That's like ketchup thick.
Has a skin on the top almost.
Now, well, you gotta have it at the right temperature.
Really,
yeah. Okay.
You gotta really.
So here's
open
what
up
he did.
Now,
he pours Campbell's chicken gravy, a liter of it, into a cup. He sucks it down with a straw.
Oh.
And he does the whole thing in a minute and 12.5 seconds. That's 72 seconds. That's 10 calories a second. Can you imagine that?
No.
Okay.
If you Why did he do this?
He set the Guinness Book of World Records.
His name can be in a book.
Exactly.
Can you imagine the burp?
Oh, wow.
Plus, I got a feeling he probably likes gravy. So anyway, if you would like... We'll think about it. We might post this on the website.
Good reason to keep straws.
We might or we might not.
Okay, yeah, maybe we'll, maybe not.
Let me finish my gravy first.
Okay, in the meantime, they just keep on winning, Hank. This is amazing.
Yes, Red Sox have the best record in baseball now, 55-27. Thanks to Jackie Bradley Jr. Made a great catch, hit a two-run homer in the seventh inning. Rafael Devers added a solo shot, and the Red Sox swept the Angels with a 4-2 win last night at Fenway. Hector Velasquez the win, Craig Kimbrell the save. Yankees were off, so the Red Sox have a one-game lead, and the Sox are in the Bronx for big weekend against the Yankees. Beginning tonight, Eduardo Rodriguez going for his 10th win. He'll face fellow lefty CC Sabathia. Red Sox traded a minor leaguer to the Blue Jays for right-handed hitting outfielder Steve Pierce. That'll give him another right-handed bat off the bench. NBA free agency begins at 12:01 Sunday morning. ESPN says the Celtics still trying to work out a trade to San Antonio for All-Star Kawhi Leonard. Spurs and the Lakers in the mix, possibly the 76ers. Oklahoma City's Paul George will become a free agent. He'll join LeBron James, the two biggest names. Kevin Durant's a free agent. He's already said he's going to re-sign with Golden State. The Revs host DC United tomorrow night at Gillette. Carolina Panthers owner Jerry Richardson, he's actually selling the team, but he's been fined $2.75 million by the NFL for sexual and racial workplace misconduct.
And they're forcing him to sell the team.
Yes, they are. And the 16-team World Cup of Soccer knockout round set. Play resumes tomorrow in Russia. That's a look at sports.
Okay, thank you very much. Well, the big Brian Bellbuster is coming up next. And I guess maybe the question is, can you actually rent a place on Airbnb and then sublet it?
Yeah. Well, Jerry's got a nice Airbnb, and his wife told me who was renting it. So I called him to tell him that there was a little problem. And, yeah, that I rented it out. I was hoping to get it taken care of before my renters get here, so...
Whoa, back up. Before what renters?
So I've got your place for 2 weeks. What I do is I rent out the second week, and I kind of recoup some of my costs, you know what I mean?
Are you... What?
Yeah, so I got some...
This is not your place to rent out. This is my place.
Yeah, it's like Airbnb, you know?
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
But Jerry has a nice Airbnb down the Cape that he rents out.
Yeah.
And his wife, Carol, called me to get Jerry for his birthday. Let me know the name of his renter. So I called him with a few problems that the renter is having. Oh, and I tell him that I rented his place out, too.
Hello?
Hey, is this Jerry?
Yes, speaking.
Hey, Jerry, it's Jeff Daugherty, Airbnb. I'm renting your place right now.
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
Great. Having a great stay. Beautiful weather. Really appreciate it.
Wonderful air.
Yeah. Oh,
I knew you'd love it.
Amazing view. Really just relaxing. It's pretty nice. A couple of problems with the house, though. I was hoping I could get a
couple of quick fixes, maybe. The garbage disposal seems to be on the fritz a little bit.
You know what? That's not really a big problem. You know, sometimes there's a switch on the wall, just jiggle it a little bit. And failing that, you know, we have plenty of garbage bags. You can just use the garbage. Don't even worry about the garbage disposal.
Okay.
Just, don't worry about it. That's minor.
All right. Great. I'll take care of that. And then the toilet has been kind of running overnight. It's I took the cover off. I tried to, you know, jiggle the handle, and it won't stop running. It's kind of annoying when I'm trying to sleep a little bit, you know.
Well, you're just gonna have to live with that, because there's nothing I can do about it right this minute. There's
all right, you can't come down. Do you want me to call a plumber or anything?
Oh no! We don't want to be calling a plumber.
I was hoping to get it taken care of before my renters get here, so you know, I wanted the place to kind of be in order. You know what I mean?
Whoa! Back up. Before what renters?
So I got your place for 2 weeks. So what I do is I basically rent out the second week, and I kind of recoup some of my costs. You know what I mean?
What?
Yeah, so I got some.
This is not your place to rent out. This is my place.
No, I rented it for the 2 weeks.
No. My agreement is with you.
Right. And then my agreement is with the next people coming in just for the week.
No. You
couple
have
of days.
No legal stand. You cannot. What if they decide to rent it out for, 2 hours at a time?
No, they're really nice people. They're a group from an adult video production company, and they wanted to.
Are you crazy? You're turning my place into a whorehouse?
No.
Wait, have Stormy Daniels there?
No, very. Classy videos. You know what? This would actually be some great publicity for your place. You could Google some of their films. They're going to use your house in. There's Frisky Business. There's Everybody Does Raymond.
This is crazy. I don't want this turned into a porn production company. You're not.
Very classy.
Are you crazy?
They were looking for a nice place near Woods Hole for some reason.
Yeah, Woods Hole. Hey, listen, if I find out you got somebody else out there, I'm going to have the cops over there.
Well, I don't
know. You can't do this.
They're already kind of loading some equipment in, and I've got the agreement.
Well,
you know, you're charging way.
Get them the hell out of there. Crazy. This is get them out.
Well, I mean, I know you only charge me.
I cannot have this.
Yeah. I know you charge me like $400 a night. I got them for $800 a night, so I'm really, you know, you might even want to think about raising your.
I bet you are. You're going to have. That'll just about cover your bail.
Yeah, no, it's
if
like.
If I have to come down here, it may cover your hospital expenses.
Well, no, don't worry about that. It should be all set. They'll be out of here, and then I'll clean it all up. And
they'll be out of there before you can say, Charlie, the bail bondsman.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to put up with this. You know, we screened you. I thought we screened you. This is absolutely the craziest thing I ever heard in my life.
Yeah, it's like Airbnb, you know?
Yeah, Airbnb.
It's like I'm the next B.
I'll get down there and give you a beaten. You can't do this.
You know what the extra B's could stand for?
Yeah, what?
Brian Bellbuster.
Oh,
there's some extra B's there. Brian Bellbuster.
What?
This is a Brian Bellbuster, Jerry. Your wife Carol gave us a call and said it was your birthday and let us know the guy who's renting your place wanted to just have a little fun with you, Jerry.
Oh boy, I'm so angry. I'm ready to get in the car. I'm just about heading to the door. Holy you guys got me. Oh man,
so, happy birthday and thanks for listening to the Lorne and Wally Show on WROR, Jerry.
Alright, thanks a lot guys. Oh man.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lorne and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
Okay, so we're just going to need some help from the nation this morning. You can give us a call and give us a tip on what you think about this. 617-931-1057. But the deal is this wrong? Is this new? Is it a new trend? Or are these people just crazy?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's happening
so
to this world?
So I got invited to a barbecue for 4th of July.
Right, yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah, which is always nice. And I was like, okay, we'll do this. And so I texted the person having the barbecue, and I said, you know, what can I bring? It's, you know, like, do you, I said, do you want, like, a dessert, or do you need a side?
Mm.
And the person texted back and said, you're going to need to bring what you want to eat. And I said, like I said, well, I don't really care. It's like, it's better, like, what do you need? Like, yeah, you know, because sometimes, right, you know, like, you throw on the barbecue and you got all the good stuff and then you just need a couple of extra.
Yeah, burgers and dogs.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And then they text it back and be like, no, we're not providing any food at the barbecue.
At all.
Oh, really?
At all. And I mean, I said,
what?
No barbecues, like no burgers and dogs, like no. I'm not expecting like filet mignon, but like, so I'm like no, there's no burgers or dogs or anything like that. Like, there's no meat and there's no. And they're like, no, we're just providing like the place to have the barbecue and the grill and like non-alcoholic beverages. Just bring your own.
Wow, like and a BYOBBQ.
BYOBBQ, right? Yeah.
Kind of.
Wow. Like, so I've heard of potluck, right? Like,
yeah.
The potluck, and everyone gets a sign. Like, that's an old-fashioned thing,
right,
where
yeah.
Everyone gets a sign. But usually the person hosting...
You have to at least provide, like the meat.
The meat. Like, somebody's doing, like, the main
course.
It's
like you providing the buns and asking everybody to bring their own meat. I mean,
but
come
like,
on,
that's,
seriously.
No, but, like, not even
I
providing
do bring my
the
own
buns.
Buns.
Yeah, you have
well,
to.
You have
but,
to.
I'm gluten-free,
but
though.
The thing is that even that, like, even if she'd said, you know what, can you pick, like, can you just get, like, some extra, like, buns and hot dog buns and hamburger buns?
That would be cool.
Okay, that's perfect. But the fact that there's no, where's the beef? Literally.
Yeah, really. Seriously.
How old are these people?
They're in their 30s. So then I was thinking, I'm like, well, maybe. Well, at first I was thinking, like, I mean, they live in a nice house.
They have jobs,
and they have a nice house.
So they're just really cheap.
No, but maybe it's like a new thing.
God, I hope not.
I just
have
don't.
You run across this before?
No.
Have you run across this before?
No.
I've never been invited to a place. Basically, what they're saying is, like, we have a venue. It would be like, you know, like
that's
going like, to the Knights of Columbus.
I think it's
you know?
Like, and leave $10
right.
Before you leave to cover the cost.
You know, when you invite people over to your house, you have to provide, like, at least beer. Like, we're going to bring you. If you want to drink your, like, we always call it when Dave goes to a party, he has to have his brown drinks because he drinks bourbon. So we got stuff, you know. Like,
okay,
like
so you got your brown drinks.
But
okay.
Like, if you want to do that, bring your own bourbon.
Right.
That's fine. But okay. you should at least have a bottle of wine and some beer some meat.
Do they have a grill?
They have a grill, okay. And they said there's, like, you can...
Do they have propane?
They'll grill it all.
Bring your own tank.
Yeah, they'll grill it all. They will grill it all, but they're just not providing it.
Got it.
And I'm on the fence about it. Like, it's weird.
There's no fence here. I wouldn't go to that.
I kind of understand.
No. I would skip
it.
Well, if I was going to bring my own meat and somebody else was going to grill it, I'd want to stand there like the police to make sure nobody get my food.
Unless it's going to be like this burgers and dogs, you know, because... When you're having a cookout, and what's the difference between a cookout and a barbecue? Okay, but when you're having a cookout, you're going to have like basically two things. Is it going to be a burger and a dog kind of cookout, or is it going to be a steak and seafood kind of cookout?
Right, well, I don't hang out with that caliber of humans.
Yeah, boy, yeah.
Come on, go back to Westwood.
Yeah, but you can get the cheap cuts.
But the
you know?
Thing is that you like they like, and then I'm thinking, I'm like, well, they don't even have a pool. Like, if it was like, you know, like it's not like they're providing. Bring your own pool. Yeah, no, but like they're not even providing entertainment. Like, I'm just, it's like, it's the strangest thing I've ever encountered.
I hope you're not going to go, or. You could go and bring all the burgers and be a hero.
You know what? I could.
I'm here with all the burgers.
Okay. I mean, you can't plan something like that because who's going to bring the condiments? Who's going to bring the pickles and the onions and the mustard and the mayo?
I don't know. It might
all right,
be
you want to bring that then?
Yeah, go ahead.
If you have to go to the bathroom, do you have to hold it till you get home?
No, I think they'll let you use
you
that.
You got to put a quarter
but
on
anyway,
the lid.
Anyway, I don't know. I haven't decided. Jury's out on whether or not I'm going to go. Depends.
I would go.
Okay, I vote down. Okay, thumbs down here. What do you say, Hank? Thumbs
I
down.
Say stay home.
Okay.
You need better friends.
You have a nice house.
Okay. Coming up next, ladies and gentlemen, we got a Men for Maine episode for you.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
I'll tell you, you got to hand it to the members of the nation, man. When it comes to their barbecues, their cookouts, they are opinionated.
Yeah,
they're
they
ready
sure
to help
are.
Out. Okay, we got Ed's on the line. Hey, Ed, how you doing today?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, you cannot go to that thing because all you're doing is supporting the madness. I throw two big ones every year, fishing tournaments at my house. I live on a river, and honestly, like I can't see not supplying. I mean, people bring stuff, but you got to supply all kinds of stuff. You can't do that to them.
Yeah, like it's not like that's, here's a table.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
have fun.
Yeah, that's crazy. But you,
okay.
They are providing
you
a table,
that,
right?
You're only supporting the craziness.
Okay,
though, totally.
We refuse to support the crazy.
There you go.
Have a good one. Thanks for calling. Okay, so Rich is, Bridgewater, right, Rich?
You got it.
Okay, what's Bridgewater have to say?
You know, I'll tell you this. I would find the list of the people they invited and invite them to your own barbecue with all sorts of steaks and things like that.
Yep.
Because you just don't invite people to a barbecue without the food. I think about it. I mean, I've heard of BYOB, but not BYOBBQ.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like me inviting you over to my house for a pool party without a pool.
Yeah, I see what you mean.
We're gonna have a pool party. Bring your own shovel. Yeah. I got a hose.
Bring a gallon of water.
Okay, man. Thanks a lot. Have a good one. Okay, Sean's from Plymouth. Hey, what's Plymouth have to say, Sean?
Hey, so here's the deal. I agree with everybody in the audience, in the studio. You know, that's ridiculous. But, I'll be, if you're going to go, get down the local butcher, get the thickest, most beautiful cut of porterhouse, have them wrapped in that nice paper, go there, cook it, and sit down next to all your burger buddies and just devour the thing.
Okay.
Have a great question, though.
Yeah, what's up?
One other question, though. Do you get to take your own leftovers home, or do you got to leave them there?
That's a good question. I'll text her.
Absolutely. Have a great fourth, Sean.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, here's your 720 Men.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Little Ephus arrives late for school when we hear...
Well, Little Ephus, why are you late for class this morning?
I'm real sorry, Miss Crabtree, but I had to fix my own breakfast this morning.
Oh, really? You had to fix your own breakfast? Well, we're studying geography right now, so let's find out if you did your homework. Now, on this map of New England, we're right here. Do you know where the New Hampshire border is?
Well, he's probably still in bed with my mom while my dad's at work. That's why I had to fix my own breakfast.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. Lauren and Wally.
Okay, so Elizabeth, what do you think about this whole cookout thing?
So, I've been to one of these. It's kind of a new trend, and it is not good.
Okay, yeah.
I can imagine not having people at my home with all kinds of meat and potato salad and all those sides. So, we were invited to one of these, and they said, yeah, just bring your own meat. You can use the grill. Everybody's bringing their own stuff. Well, I need a platter of macaroni salad and potato salad because I like to share.
Yeah.
So I made a big thing of that. I got there. There were chips and salsa on the picnic table and some plates and napkins and cups. That was it.
Oh, my God.
So I brought cheese hot dogs for my kids because that's what they like. So then the person grilling started putting all the meats that people brought into metal tins as they were prepared.
Yep.
And everybody ate the stuff we brought. So then we went to eat like a piece of chicken or something because that's all that was left in the tin. And somebody's like, hey, that's my chicken.
Oh, my God.
And that's when the violence erupted.
Somebody ate my kid's cheese hot dogs. What do you want me to do? Like, who's whooping down the cheese dogs?
Oh, my God.
It's so awkward. I said, you know what? I don't really get this concept. If you're going to have a cookout, you invite people to your home for dinner, right? Technically.
You're right.
And if you can't make dinner, then order pizza.
Right.
And call it a pizza party. That's
hey, there you go. Listen,
wow.
Have a great 4th of July and stay away from the cookouts, okay?
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that.
Bye.
Okay.
You got it.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
Okay, everybody, you know, weird stuff comes out of Florida. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to take a look at the... envision this in your mind. You're looking at a map of the United States, okay? See the map of the United States. See the outline. See Florida, how it sticks down here on the right-hand side. That's like the drain of the country. And all the weird stuff kind of drains down to the drain, you know?
You work for their tourism program.
Yes, I did, yeah.
The Florida factor.
Okay. Wow. And so here's the latest thing clogged in the drain.
Weird things come out of Florida, but this one just... Sea lice.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It's sea bathers eruption or sea lice, and it's sweeping the Florida this season.
Oh,
there
so
are
it didn't come
lice.
After A lice and B lice.
No, it's sea lice.
No, you go in the water in Florida, in Pensacola, and all these people, there are serious cases. Extreme symptoms of sea bathers eruption can include fever, nausea, chills, usually affecting children and people with allergies. But usually you just come out of the water, and you're like a total rash. Crazy. But the thing is they're not lice.
What are they?
They're actually the larvae of jellyfish.
Oh, get
thimble
out.
Thimble jellyfish. They're translucent, almost invisible to the naked eye when they're in the water, which makes them difficult to avoid. There's a crustacean the marine biologist calls sea lice, but it's a parasite that affects fish, not people, and a parasitic sea lice shouldn't be confused with sand lice, also called sand fleas. God, I hate
nature.
Totally
different.
I hate nature so much. Oh, God. I, why people go outside, I have no idea. The stingers are the first stages of the jellyfish lifestyle. So these tiny larvae are no bigger than a speck of ground pepper, and they float on the ocean's current until settling down and growing into polyps. This is gross. And then they can spawn mature medusas, the familiar umbrella-shaped jellyfish.
Ooh, right. Yep.
Anyway, you go in the water, and this is what happens. The larvae find themselves in a stressful situation, like getting caught in an armpit or under a swimsuit. Then their harpoon-shooting cells are activated. And the toxins venom by they vary by species, but basically, once they get you, it opens holes in the cells. And then you just get these giant rashes.
Wow.
And they're awful and disgusting. And if you want to avoid it, don't go in the water. There you but go. If you want to go in the water... You have to avoid swimsuits.
All right.
Okay. And extra clothing.
It does have its positive side.
I mean, imagine that.
When the police arrest you for swimming naked at the beach, you say, nope.
Just sea lice.
Avoid swimsuits. And when you get out of the water, don't towel off because that can activate the stingers. And finally, rinse your body.
You never want to have your stinger
Shake yourself dry.
Oh, my God.
That's funny. Then rinse your body in your bathing gear. Anyway, if you do get it, use calamine lotion and hope for the best, and then book a trip to Hawaii instead of Florida.
Oh, by the way, you know what that is?
What?
That's the last day of school for the last people.
No. Oh, my God.
Andover.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Andover. You guys, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry, too. And I got an email here. Let me see. Mrs. TK, the librarian of the South School, is finally going to get the sleep in. So have a very happy summer, and I think Boston schools are officially over today as well.
Yep. Oh, my gosh.
Okay. What do we got coming up next on Dirty Laundry?
You know how I'm obsessed with that Tom Cruise, Katie Holmes contract that they signed, maybe? More information on it. I'm getting closer to my question to God.
Okay.
Hey,
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Everybody, it's 7:45. Dirty Laundry Update is on the air here at WROR.
Okay, this is brought to you by Citizens Bank. We're going to talk about the best song of the century so far, what celebrities bought with their first big paycheck. But first, let's discuss. Now, you know, when I die, my first question to God is going to be, what was up with Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise, and did she audition to date him and marry him?
Really?
And then I'll get to the other big stuff. But I'm getting closer. Either death or finding out. Because yesterday on Megyn Kelly Today, this guy, Brendan Teague, a former member of Tom Cruise's Scientology security unit, said Scarlett Johansson's name was on a report he saw of women who auditioned to be in a relationship with Tom Cruise. Boom!
What?
Right?
Wait.
Yeah,
audition?
This was a whole rumor that was
audition?
Going on. Yes.
Really?
There's actually a show on Bravo, I think, called The Audition or something like that. It's about... Anyway, it's kind of about this.
These all Scientologists, too? Scarlett Johansson?
No, Scarlett Johansson is not a Scientologist. Katie Holmes wasn't a Scientologist. Nope. Like, there were rumors
But this guy is a Scientologist.
This guy was part of the security unit.
So you know
but there were rumors that he...
ding, ding, ding.
There were rumors...
He's making crazy sounds.
...that he had this audition thing.
Yep.
And, and so... He was previously married to several Hollywood actresses, including Katie Holmes, Nicole Kidman, and Mimi Rogers, but he reportedly dated Penelope Cruz, and I heard that that was an audition, Sofia Vergara, Laura Prepon, and Rebecca De Mornay. But that's, I don't know. I think that there's something about this, and Scarlett Johansson was pretty ticked off, and she said it never happened, and said to the Hollywood Reporter, the very idea of any person auditioning to be in a relationship is so demeaning. But really, is it? Because we all do it in a way.
Dating
it is the ultimate auditioning.
Yeah.
I mean, I refuse for anyone to spread the idea that I lack the integrity to choose my own relationships. But that's what he was saying.
But maybe, she was on the list of people that they wanted to contact.
Right,
probably
exactly.
Had nothing. Maybe they didn't get to the ask part of the interview process.
Right.
Who's next on the list? Okay, Scarlett Johansson?
Yeah. I know. Maybe she got a boyfriend at that point.
Yeah.
Oh,
get on
my
the couch.
God.
Right.
Yep. Okay. Anyway, that story, I just need to get to the bottom of the Tom Cruise story because it's just so layered. Okay. What celebrities bought with their first big paycheck? I'm fascinated by this.
Okay.
Johnny Depp. You know, he likes to spend a lot of money.
Oh, yep.
A horse farm in Kentucky for his mother. He wins. Nicole Kidman, I don't know if this is good, a washing machine for her parents. But she acted when she was young. So, like, that, you know.
Okay.
They were living
okay.
in Australia. Yeah. Do they have, like, is there a lack of washing machines? I don't know.
Probably so, yeah.
Jennifer Lopez bought a new Mercedes. America Ferreira bought a Mitsubishi Mirage. Whatever. Serena Williams put all seven figures of her winnings in the bank because she's smart. Kerry Washington from Scandal, her first laptop. And let's see, Cindy Crawford, wallpaper.
Get wow. out.
Wallpaper is super expensive. I mean, have you ever had anything wallpapered recently? It's outrageous. I'm like, is that gold plated wallpaper? What are you doing?
Anyway. She couldn't have gone wrong with that mole remover.
Oh my God. You are so
mean. Just,
like one of the most beautiful women in the world, and you concentrate on this, I would not consider a flaw, but a beauty mark.
Yeah, right. I think it's kind of sexy.
You like it?
You
like that
thing. Thank you. All right, finally.
Just a nibble on it.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Now that's sick.
I rescind my thank you.
Too far?
And now I want everyone just to stop talking.
Okay.
All right, finally, the best song, according to, you know, some list, but the best song of the century so
ever?
Far. Of the century.
So, okay.
So far. Ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yes.
So crazy. Good song.
Okay, good song.
Good song.
Good song.
Crazy in Love. Beyonce and Jay-Z. You know, my sister's friend, when she walked into her wedding, like after they got married, it was awesome. And they did it on scooters.
Every wedding, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
It was 15 years ago. There were trendsetters.
That song was.
See?
There you go.
All right, so there you go. If you like it, you're in good company.
105.7 WROR, The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is when the action really starts to heat up. When a Grand in 60 Seconds is on the air.
Okay.
Our player this morning is Natalie Breen. She's a commercial real estate specialist from Medford, Massachusetts. And she says she thinks she is going to win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Good morning, Natalie, and welcome to the show. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Hey, Natalie, make Medford proud, all right, Nat?
I will, Hank. You got it.
You know how this goes. LBF is going to take 60 seconds to ask you 10 questions. At any time, you can say pass and move on. You get through all these questions within 60 seconds, and you get them all right, you get $1,000 in cash from Century Bank. And, of course, if you say pass, if you have time left over, we'll let you come back and pick them up before the buzzer goes off. In the meantime, you'll hear this annoying tick, tick, ticking in the background, indicating the time is running by very rapidly. At the end, annoying buzzer lets you know the time is up. Are you ready to go?
Yes.
LBF, are you ready with the questions?
Yes.
3, 2, 1, go.
Spell July.
J-U-L-Y.
What does Cinderella leave behind at the ball?
Pursue.
Martin Sheen played President Bartlett in what TV series?
Pass.
What is the Tom Hanks movie with the line, I'm the captain now?
Pass.
Which continent is the Sahara Desert located on?
Africa.
True or false? Toxophobia is a fear of taxis.
Ball.
What number must be added to 67 to make 72?
5.
Which superhero's secret identity is Peter Parker?
Superman.
How many planets are between Earth and the Sun?
2.
Name the only American state to have a name that's one syllable.
Maine.
Martin Sheen played President Bartlett in what TV series?
West Wing.
What is the Tom Hanks movie with the line, I'm the captain?
Captain Phillips.
Whoa!
So close! You were so close.
Yep, you did a good job on that. How many did we get right there?
9 right.
9 right. Okay, 9 out of 10.
That was impressive, Natalie. I mean, my God.
The only fault, the only screw up was?
Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Spider-Man.
Not Superman.
Spider-Man.
That's Clark Kent, just so you know.
Okay, good job. For you.
Wow. Great job. Really great job. I mean... I'm a little sad for you. I'm sorry.
But in a way, she's happy, too, because she's that kind of woman.
Okay. Well, so, it's my money.
Okay. Here we go. Natalie, for you, a family... This is your consolation prize. A family four-pack of pass to the NHRA New England National's That's really a great, great show, by the way. July 6th through the 8th, New England Dragway in Epping, New Hampshire. And for more information, anybody else, you can go on to the NHRA.com. Natalie, have yourself a great 4th of July. Enjoy the race, and thanks for being a member of the nation, okay?
Thank you.
Okay,
good job, Natalie.
You did Medford good today. Anybody else, if you want to play, all you got to do is sign up. Because it's easy to play, it's just not easy to win.
Right.
Win a grand in 60 seconds right here at WROR, and you could win $1,000 from Century Bank.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, and we have a very special comedy guest in the studio with us. Returning to the Lauren and Wally Morning Show, the fabulous Jeff Dye. Okay, now Jeff is really a cool guy. He's done everything. You know, he started doing stand-up comedy when you were like, what, three? Yeah, three years old, I believe it was, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rough crowds when I was three.
Okay. Yeah.
I was a clean comedian back then.
Last Comic Standing, Comedy Central Presents, Tonight Show, Extreme Makeover, just everything. And then he starts doing this show called Better Late Than Never with, get a load of this cast. You got Henry Winkler, William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, and George Foreman. Now, that's kind of a weird cast.
It's a great cast if you like old guys.
It's hilarious.
Yeah, oh, thank you very much. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Terry Bradshaw seems like he really enjoys taking his clothes off.
Yeah, he's like a little kid, you know? Like, have you ever like been babysitting and the kid goes in the other room?
Yep.
And he comes in naked and he thinks it's hilarious? Yeah. That's Terry, dude.
He thinks that's funny, huh?
And it is funny. It always gets a laugh. I'm always like, oh, gosh. We're at a restaurant, Terry.
You know, I can remember all the way back when Terry Bradshaw was playing, you know, professional football. And he was always depicted as, like, really stupid. But I'm thinking, he can't be stupid. He's won, like, four Super Bowls. And he does that analysis, in the football games. He's a pretty smart guy, isn't he?
He's a very smart guy. I feel like people think whenever you're jovial and smiley and just happy that they're like, oh, you must be a dumb guy.
Yeah, and that's why I think Lauren's really smart.
Yeah. He's so sophisticated and grumpy.
How did you get roped into that show?
Like, I was on other NBC things, and this is based off a Korean format that's called Grandpa's Over Flowers.
Really?
And the premise of that is like a young guy takes these guys on all these like adventures.
But too bad they dropped
don't
that name,
go
though,
on.
Huh?
Is that?
Too bad they dropped that name.
Exactly. Well, the weird part about being on the show is I'm in my 30s, and they're all in their 70s and 80s. And like it's fun, but when you hang out with men of that age 24 hours a day, you start doing other old guy stuff.
Yeah.
My back started to hurt.
Yeah.
I eat dinner at 4 now.
Yep.
Do you peel on?
I have a reverse mortgage. I don't know how that happened.
How's your prostate?
I always think there's a breeze. I'm like, is there a breeze in here? But it's fun.
Okay. Who's the oldest one of those guys?
Bill Shatner. He's he turns 187 soon.
That's what I kind of figured, yeah.
He just keeps going.
Oh. This sounds like, I mean, I've watched these shows. Now, how long does it take to do one of these shows?
A couple months. We were in Japan, or not Japan, we were in Asia for a couple of months, and then we were in Europe for a couple of months for season two. We knock them out pretty quick, but people always go, oh, this show has to be fake. It's like all the other reality shows. Like, there must be writers, and it's produced, but it's not. Like, we'll literally just go to a dinner, and then they'll pay for the dinner, and we'll try to make each other laugh and goof off and tell stories, and then they'll just, like, condense that into like 3 minutes, like the highlight reel of a dinner.
And that's
like, yeah,
awesome.
If you did that with any dinner, it would look really funny and great. So that's what the show is.
It's a pretty funny show. You ought to try it. Check it out. Now, the next thing, if you want to see Jeff, I would check him out. Is tonight still open? You got any tickets left for tonight?
There's tonight for the early show, 8 o'clock, and then two shows tomorrow.
Nice.
Laugh Boston, come see me, or my boss will.
And by the way, it is a great venue to see a show. If you haven't been, it's over in the Seaport District, over at the Westin. Just go to laughboston.com. You're going to have a time of your life. And Jeff Dye is your comedian tonight and tomorrow night. One show tonight, 8 o'clock, and then two shows tomorrow night. And in the meantime, and Jeff's going to be back in a couple minutes. In the meantime.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning, this is the Lauren and Wally Morning Show. And we got a real treat for you this week.
Oh, we sure do.
Okay, because Jeff Dye is in the studio.
Yeah.
And he's going to be over at Laugh Boston tonight.
You'll Jeff Dye laughing.
And he's got a show tonight, and he's got two shows tomorrow night. Laugh Boston is a great place. You're going to love it. And so, Jeff, okay, first of all, Jeff, he believes in Bigfoot.
Yeah.
He's a very strong believer
from
in
Seattle.
Bigfoot.
Okay. Passionate. Great North.
Like, really passionate.
A
like,
passionate believer in, what do you, Yeti, Bigfoot, Sasquatch, whatever you want to call
it. Skunk apes, mountain ghost,
Yowie.
There's sightings of bipedal hominids that have been all over anywhere.
Every culture
woods.
Has one, right?
Asia has it,
yep.
And that's how it came here. It went across the Great Plains.
Land bridge.
A long time ago, yeah.
But you know, now that we have iPhones, I don't see any really good pictures.
Yeah, you're right. How come these teenagers aren't Snapchatting Bigfoot?
Right?
It must be a myth.
Exactly.
Do you think there's like one Bigfoot or many Bigfoot?
Why would there be one? What species has just one? Doesn't make any sense. Of course.
So
it's all just a monkey in the woods.
So you think out in the woods
there's
right now,
thousands of Bigfoot.
Juveniles,
there's Bigfoot
females,
sex
men.
Going on.
Yeah.
Really?
In the woods of in Seattle?
Not that crazy. No, all over the world.
Like the woods in Massachusetts.
I don't know about your woods, but I know like Georgia, Kentucky.
Oh, wow,
like,
then.
Yeah, like the Pacific Northwest, all of Asia, they have like different ones and, you know, all over. It's just we have bones of it. It's called Gigantopithecus. Go to the museum. There's bones of a giant upright walking monkey, and now they still exist.
Do you think that man really landed on the moon?
I don't know anything about the moon, so I don't know.
You don't care?
I'm pretty indifferent about the moon landing.
But you're passionate about Bigfoot.
Yeah, well, I'm not passionate about it as much as, like, I love that we live in a place where people just go around going, like, yeah, we know everything. Yeah, we've discovered it all. Oh, God, if Bigfoot was real, we would have one in a zoo. It's so smug to just think we know all the things.
Okay, I'm with you.
Have you ever gone looking for one at
no,
all?
No, I'm afraid of it. But ask any Native American. And then ask any Native American like what they believe about this, and they'll tell you. And they're the ones in the woods.
Really?
Wow. Also, go to Human Planet.
For example, Foxwoods.
There have been sightings in the Berkshires.
So here's another thing. I was looking it up because you guys think I'm crazy.
Thought those were hairy New Yorkers.
You're a little crazy, but
so what did you find?
There's actual species of humans, like plant, like whole communities of humans that have not been discovered in on Earth. And that's a real thing. You can like look that up. They're protected. They're not allowed to have any contact with it. We don't even know what they're doing. They might be murdering and killing each other.
Okay, is this like Black Panther?
I haven't seen Black Panther.
Oh, you gotta go see Black Panther.
In like where would they be?
Well, that's the thing. It's like if you go to Human Planet,
yeah.
Like you know the show that's on Netflix,
yeah.
Human
yeah,
Planet.
Yeah, yeah.
They talk about that, and it's important that we don't mess with those kind of societies.
Really?
We have to keep them protected.
Yeah, because we'd ruin them.
Yeah. We would.
You give like a society like
well, this
yeah. Give a society an iPhone.
I'm not leaving.
Premise of Black Panther right here.
You're not leaving until what?
I'm not leaving. No, I might leave the air. We might go off the air, of course. But I'm not leaving the studio till you see what I'm talking about, because you'll think I'm crazy if I leave, and you'll be like, Jeff Dye's crazy. He believes in Bigfoot. He thinks humans haven't been discovered.
Yeah. What about Loch Ness Monster?
There are communities of humans.
Okay. What about the Loch Ness Monster? You believe in the Loch Ness?
I think that is a very ridiculous. Yeah.
You think that's all ridiculous? Right.
Well, I think that there might be, the ocean hasn't been discovered, so there might be like dinosaur creatures that look like the Loch Ness at the bottom, but not in a lake.
Hey,
one lake.
There's a lot more of the earth that's underwater than above water.
I think that could be possible, that there might be giant lizards and dinosaurs
so
and things that look like Loch Ness.
Yeah, where is the line?
Well, I think I can search a lake.
Oh, okay.
You know, like they can look in a lake and discover like, oh, there's nothing down here. I think that's what limits it. Where when you're talking about the entire Earth of like woods.
If you send a drone into like the woods of Seattle, and like you
the
don't
woods
see
of Seattle,
Bigfoot,
no, that's kind of a
like you know, near Seattle.
Yeah,
you think you'd find Bigfoot, big feet.
You'd probably hear the drone coming.
Well,
I would think.
Yeah, wait, so you're saying now people do try to find it? They have like trail cams and people that are hunting and stuff like that. Yeah. But like, here's the problem: if you see like an upright walking monkey, you're like, I can't shoot that. What if that's a guy in a suit trying to mess with me? I can't just kill a human being who's pulling a prank or a hoax or something.
Well,
like
a stun dart just to knock him out, but not kill him.
Yeah. Not a lot of hunters walk around with stun darts.
That's a good point, too. Okay. Mostly just serial killers.
Okay,
yeah, no one wants to have sex with Bigfoot.
Okay. Let's just stun him.
Okay, look, we're limited on time, but I just got one more question.
Oh my God! Yeah,
we want to. How's George Foreman? Because we had George Foreman on the show, and we thought he was an incredible guy. How is he? Anyway?
He's a great guy. I'm on the show Better Late Than Ever with him. If people are just tuning in, like, what's all this Bigfoot talk to George Foreman?
Well,
I like George Foreman because he doesn't even know what it's like to be a regular person anymore. He's just been like this hero, this like mascot for America for so long, Olympian, gold medals.
Yep.
But he also has just been super rich. You know, so like you'll hear him tell stories and he'll be like, oh, that reminds me of the time the bear got in my lion enclosure. And we're like, what? I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, my bear, he climbed over, got in the lion enclosure. And I was like, wait, you own like lions and bears? And he goes, no, not now. Jeff, this was the 70s. Everybody had lions and bears. I was like, No, I wasn't alive in the 70s, but I'm sure that's not correct.
Oh, so you don't believe George Foreman.
But you believe in Bigfoot. In the 70s, everybody had a Bigfoot.
Oh, I just found some drone footage of a Bigfoot in Idaho.
Okay, this is cool. Hey, you got to see Jeff. Jeff, he's got one show tonight, two shows tomorrow night, and it's over at Laugh Boston, laughboston.com. Hey, man, thanks for coming
thanks
in.
Thanks for having me, guys. I promise I'm not crazy.
Okay.
Oh.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.